Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome. This is Watch Your Ruth. This is my program Here, There, and Everywhere, where we talk about the unthinkable, weird, the lunatic, fringe, the things that you don't want to talk about, least of all, want to know. So did the United States of America cohort and therein drop a nuclear weapon in Syria? I wonder. Seems to be the case. Sooner or later, it's going to happen. It may be stalled off today, maybe stalled off tomorrow, but we all know it's going to happen. Anyway, not to discuss too much on that, but I would like to be mentioning a webpage called freedomadvocate.org. If you're looking for any information on Agenda 21, if you're interested in participating the repeal and the non-participation of Agenda 21, I want to ask that you get in touch with the gentleman that runs that webpage. And in addition to that, I am going to be circulating locally in my community and county of Clackamas in the state of Oregon a petition that defunds state-funded abortions. It takes away money from Planned Parenthood, and I'm going to be the local representative for my county in Clackamas County for any petitions or even and a handbook on the how, where, what, and when's of this specific petition. And in addition to that, I would like to remind everyone that the Senate and Congress are out on summer break. You're holding town halls. Good time to get in front of an audience and ask them some pretty pointed and specific questions about whether or not they support Agenda 21 and such. So it came upon my mind today that I should live in a simple way. Not to heed those things around that would only pound me into the ground. Because the Lord said to me, the light I have for you is just like majesty. So keep your focus on things above, so you can live inside the shadows of my love. For my hand protects you today. There you go. That's a winged little poem for y'all. The Lord spoke to me this morning, kept telling me to go someplace where I really didn't want to go to. Because I want to talk about something else, but yeah, what do you say? Okay. I'll do that. So I'm going to go to John, the book of John, and I'm going to talk about the 8th chapter, and we're going to go to the 33rd verse and start. They answered him, "We be Abraham's seed, and we were never in bondage to any man. How sayest thou, ye made me free?" Jesus answered them, "Verily, verily, I say unto you, whoever committeth sin is a servant of sin. And as the servant abideth not in the house forever, but the Son abideth forever. If the Son therefore shall make you free, ye shall be free indeed. I know that you are Abraham's seed, but ye seek to kill me because my word hath no place in you." So I want to remind you that Jesus is speaking to the Sadducees and the Pharisees. They, the Sadducees and the Pharisees, are seeking to kill him. They, the Sadducees and the Pharisees, are the ones who stand in accusation of Jesus, the man who told no lies, the man who committed no sin. So, here we have a group of individuals that are standing in accusation. Jesus responds to them, I know you're Abraham's seed, but you seek to kill me because my word hath no place in you. I speak that which I have seen with my father, and you do that which you have seen with your father. So with their father, who could their father be? Now, I know that you're very smart listeners. And now that who that father is, the seed of Satan, of course, their father. If you have no awareness of that, I would recommend you read Genesis 3:15, I believe it is. If you were Abraham's children, you would do the works of Abraham. What is the works of Abraham, I wonder? And go to Romans here in chapter 2, verse 28. For he is not a Jew, which is one outwardly, neither is that circumcised outwardly in the flesh. He is a Jew, which is one inwardly, and circumcision is that of the heart and in the spirit, and not in the letter, whose praise is not of man, but of God. Wow, you do the things that your father do, he said. Jesus said, if God were your father, you would love me. For I proceed from my father, and I came from God, neither came I of myself, but he who sent me. Why do you not understand my speech, even because you can't hear my words? You be of your father the devil, and the lusts of your father he will do. He was a murderer from the beginning and abode and not in the truth, because there was no truth in him. When he spoke a lie, he spoke of his own, for he was a liar from the beginning and the father of lies. And because I do tell you the truth, you don't believe me. Which one of you convinces me of sin? Yeah. And if I say the truth, why do you not believe me? He that is of God hears God, hears God's words. And yet, herefore you hear them not, because you're not of God. So, makes me want to wonder if Jesus was letting us know there that this part of humanity was going to continue on, and which part of humanity was going to be in the final days pulling the proverbial veil over our eyes. I kind of like to liken it a little bit to yellow brick road and the man behind the magic screen. Yes, indeed. So, a little thought about who here on earth right now is of Satan and the father of Satan. Or I should say the sons of Satan. Father of Satan, yes. I wanted to talk a little bit about the Zamooms Mims. You ever hear of those guys? It's spelled Z-A-M-Z-U-M-M-I-M. Interesting bunch of guys. They can be referred to in the book of Deuteronomy in chapter 2. Then we turned back across the wilderness toward the Red Sea, so the Lord had instructed me for many years. We wandered around the area of Mount Seir. Now, I don't know if you know very much about Mount Seir, but as far as I'm concerned, it basically represents every spiritual negative thing and probably everything to do with Satan. He probably has his throne there, or thinks he's going to. Then at last the Lord said, you have stayed here long enough, turn northward, inform the people that they will be passing through the country belonging to their brothers, the Edomites. Now, I've done a little studying on the Edomites, and I can't say that there's one good thing I can find about them. They were all the descendants of Esau who lived in Seir. The Edomites would be nervous, so be careful. Don't start a fight. For I have given them all the Mount Seir hill country as their permanent possession. And I will not give you even a tiny piece of their land. Pay attention. Pay them for whatever food or water you use. The Lord God has watched over you and blessed you every step of the way for all of these 40 years as you have wandered around in this great wilderness and you have lacked nothing at all that time. So we have passed through Edom, where our brothers lived, crossing the Arabah road that goes south to Aleah and Ezion Geber. And traveling northward towards the Moab desert, and the Lord warned us, don't attack the Moabites either. For I will not give you any of their land. I have given it to the descendants of Lot. The Emim used to live in that area, a very large tribe. Tall. It's the giants of Anakim. Both the Emim and the Anakim are often referred to as the Rephaim. But the Moabites call them the Emim, their Satan family. In the earlier days, the Horites lived in Seir, but they were driven out and displaced by the Edomites and the descendants of Esau. Just as Israel would displace the peoples of Canaan, whose land had been assigned to Israel by the Lord. Still is. Now cross the Zered Brook, the Lord said, and we did. So it took us 38 years and to finally get across the Zered Brook from Kadesh. The Lord had decreed it, that it would not happen until all men who 38 years earlier were old enough to bear arms had died. Yes, the hand of the Lord was against them until finally they were all dead. And at last the Lord said to me, today Israel shall cross the border of Moab at Ar and into the land of the Amorites. But do not attack them, for I will not give you any of their land. I have given it to the descendants of Lot. That area too used to be inhabited by the Rephaim. They were called the Zamzumim by the Amorites. They were a large and powerful tribe, as tall as the Anakim. But Jehovah destroyed them as the Amorites came in, and the Amorites and the Ammonites lived there. In their place, the Lord had similarly helped the descendants of Esau at Mount Seir. For then he destroyed the Horites who were there living there before them. And another situation happened quite like that. Occurred when the people of Kephtor invaded and destroyed the tribe of Avivim, living in the villages scattered across the countrywide as far as Gaza. The arrival of the people. I wonder what that means. In verse 31... Well, we'll start in 30. But the king Sihon refused Jehovah your God, made him obstinate so he could destroy Sihon by the hands of Israel, as has now been done. And the Lord said to me, I have begun to give you the land, King Sihon. When you possess it, it shall belong to Israel forever. King Sihon then declared war on us, mobilized all of his forces against us. The Lord our God crushed him. And we conquered all of his cities and utterly destroyed everything, including the women and the babies. We left nothing alive. We stayed away from the people of Ammon and from Jabbok, the river, and the hill country of the cities and the places Jehovah our God had forbidden us to enter. Next, we turned towards King Og, his land, the land of Bashan. And then he immediately immobilized his army and attacked us. And the Lord told me not to be afraid. All of his people and all his land are still yours, the Lord told me. You will do harm to him as you did to the king Sihon of all the Amorite cities at Heshbon. And the Lord helped us fight against King Og and his people. And we killed them all and we conquered them all the cities of the entire area of Argob and the entire region of Bashan, even though they were well-fortified cities and even though there were high walls and barred gates, because we took down and made them all unwalled towns. We utterly destroyed them, the whole kingdom of Bashan, just as we had destroyed the king Shihon's kingdom in Heshbon. The land permanently owned by Israel. Incidentally, King Og of Bashan was the last of the giant Rephaim. His iron bedstead is kept in a museum at Rabbah in one of the cities of the Amorites and measures 13.5 feet long by 6 feet wide. You know, I had mentioned a little bit about portals a couple of days ago, I think, and the reality of what portals, you know. There are portals. I don't know if you know that, but yes. Anyway, it was during the same period of time that I got the gate prophecy just shortly after that, it was said to me that as the days were when the angels of God accompanied he to see and know that which was upon the earth, that which was being done by the earth dwellers, came to see for himself to see. I see what I can see, and that which I see makes me unhappy. So a judgment is passed, and that which is done this day you who have eyes to see and ears to hear, know and clearly understand. Those who sow seeds of unrighteousness will be accounted for. Those who sow seeds of discontent and quarrels, it's already registered. Those who have sown seeds of wisdom and seeds of peace, it is already known. So you who sinned yesterday, continue to sin today. Make your way. Ye who walked in peace and upright, continue to walk in peace and upright. Keep your mind on higher things. Desire ye not things of this world, but desire ye manna from heaven that has been prepared from the foundations of the earth for those who call upon the name of the Lord, who are called by their name and are written in the book of life. Live quietly and humbly. Turn not away from those who ask. For what father will give to a son a stone when he asks for a loaf of bread? So when your brother asks in peace, give him what he asks for. Lean not on your own understanding, but in all things turn to God, the Creator God, the discerner of all things. For he is the Almighty God, the Creator God, who is the discerner of all hearts. He is the creator of wisdom and provides that to all who pursue him diligently and ask quietly for wisdom, discernment, and understanding. He provides a way for all of those who seek to pursue a path of righteousness, for he takes the blinders off those who now have the wisdom to see the path clearly, the straight and narrow path, that gate prepared from the foundations of the earth for the royal priesthood. For you are the royal priesthood. You are a strange and peculiar nation. You have been prepared from the foundations of the earth to be called forward, to prepare yourself, to put on the full armor of God, to take the sword of truth, to take the helmet of salvation, to take the shield of faith, and be grounded in the rock and the salvation of the earth. The one who went to the cross, who bore your sin and paid for your sin in advance. For before you were yet created, God created a way. He created the truth. He created the light and created the way for the redemption of the world. For all those who will call upon the name of the Lord. For all of those who would walk in the truth and the light and the way. Who would take on not the vesture of the world. Who would not take on the fleshly pleasures of this world. Who want to walk by the flesh and not by the spirit. Because the great cardio knower who divides down from muscle through blood to sinew to bone to marrow, who is the great cardio knower, knows your heart, even the evil heart of all. Today is yet a moment left to change your heart, to let the one who told you how to build the temple, allow him to come and build the temple. Because you are the temple. You're the house. And you are the house where the Spirit will dwell. And when they bring you before powers and principalities, and when they bring you before magistrates and courts, and when they bring you before powers from dark places, from realms yet not seen by the visible eye. When the thin curtain has been lifted. When the Holy Spirit is revealed. When you're speaking a word of truth in that moment. Think ye not in advance what you should say, but only depend on the Holy Spirit to move through you. Only let the Holy Spirit lead you, guide you, and direct you. Only let the Holy Spirit enter into you. Only allow the Holy Spirit to lead, guide, and direct your words. Cast off any spirit that would take you in these final days and deceive you, that would lead you in a state of destruction, in a state of delusion, for even the elect might be confused. For he comes to kill, steal, and destroy your future. Don't let him. Leaning not on your own understanding, but in all things, turn to the wisdom of the God, Creator God, of the entire universe, who holds the oceans in its bound, who holds the mountains in its weight, and contains the whole universe within one moment, 1 second, even just one twinkling of his eye. God bless you for listening. Hope to talk to you tomorrow. Have a glorious day in Jesus.